والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولذكر الله أكبر وقال تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم فقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا فسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم Respected elders and dear brothers, we learned from the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the greatest a'mal in the sight of Allah, in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is the remembrance of Allah. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest a'mal. To take the name of Allah jalla jalaluhu. And we are taught also to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with azama, with muhabba. Take the name of Allah with grandeur. That is why we hear more than often when we hear the name of Allah, we should say Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. With respect, with muhabbat, with love. But the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is a great amal to take the name of Allah. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made the dhikr primarily to remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To keep the dhikr moist in the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You find in the path of Allah. As Imam Muhammad Ilyas Ibrahimullah Ta'ala, the third point, ilm and dhikr, and how importantly he mentioned it also. First is iman, then is salah. In Quran Sharif is the same tartib also. Utruma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab, aqim is salah. Then recite the Quran Sharif, establish salah, then Allah Ta'ala mentions the dhikrullahi akbar. But then the dhikr of Allah in salah, out of salah, greatest amal. The highest level of dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is to know the command of Allah at that moment right now. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, what is your command right now? That is the highest form of dhikr, remembrance of Allah. That right now I'm conscious, I'm aware. And I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the command of Allah right now? And to fulfill the command of Allah, in the sunnah the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the highest form of dhikr. Then ulama explained the second level of dhikr is Quran tilawat. That brings the person closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They after the Muslim du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What du'at we read now? I came into the house of Allah, to the masjid. How to enter the masjid? With the right foot, what is the command of Allah? Sunnah tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then the Muslim du'a thereafter. Then to be conscious right now, what is the best amal to read my sunnahs? Whether at home, whether in the masjid. The Tabi rahmatullah alayhi was of opinion that when it comes to the sunnah of Fajr salah, we prefer to perform it in the masjid. Because a person performs it at home. When he comes to the house of Allah, he doesn't get the chance to read tahiyyatul masjid. So come in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person sits down, and thereafter reads the sunnah, then he loses the virtue of tahiyyatul masjid. Therefore he will come in the house of Allah, wait, your azan is going. Thereafter read the two rakats, sunnah of fajr. And in that he will get the reward of tahiyyatul masjid also. So like this, you're conscious all the time how to maximize the amal, maximize the deeds, get the full reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first the command of Allah, sunnah tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then Quran tilawat, then the sunnah du'as, thereafter tasbihat. When we think of tasbihat, subhanallah, durood sharif, third kalima, istighfar. So the dhikr of Allah is very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran Sharif different categories of people in regards to his remembrance. فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Allah says there are those people whose hearts have become hard from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't, to take the name of Allah is very difficult for them. Their hearts have become so hard. And there's nothing penetrates their hearts. For them to take the name of Allah becomes very difficult. To speak about dunya, to speak about hobbies, to speak about sports, to speak about entertainment. This they enjoy it. But to take the name of Allah, we find commonly sometimes, as ulama say, that if you want to spoil a gathering, unfortunately, of believers, you want to spoil a gathering of believers, start talking deen. They say, now that's a little heavy topic. Let's talk something light right now. And if you want to disperse them, they make tashkil. Then the allergies will break out. Now you make it tashkil, you spoil the whole gathering. Inna lillahi. Allah Ta'ala made us to talk about Him. Allah Ta'ala made the tongue to speak about him. Allah Ta'ala made the brain to ponder over his qudrat and his power and his beauty. But when the heart becomes so hard right now, then this becomes bitter and sour, that we can't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the believer, when he hears the adhan, he becomes ecstatic. My Allah's name has been taken right now. Everybody must hear the name of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes very happy. He must hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that now the adhan is going, now we have to stop talking right now, and we can't talk. Somebody will say, shh, don't talk right now, adhan is going. Now if we need taklif. Whereas for the believer, he becomes happy. I want to hear the name of Allah. I want to take the name of Allah, to respond to the adhan, the rewards for it also. So there are those hearts that become completely hard with the dhikr of Allah. Very difficult. And within the home also. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who intends the harvest of akhirat, he wants the best of the akhirat. He wants the best of dunya also. In regards to deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we increase his harvest of akhirat. نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. In dunya will increase him also, in akhirat will increase him also. So ulama say, how do I know I intend the harvest of akhirat? Is when within the home of the family, the main topic of discussion is deen. Otherwise myself, most of us sit at home, what do you speak about? Homework, school, what are you going to study, what are you going to do? Everybody talking about the future of dunya. No future of akhirat. Speak about maut, then the wife will say, don't speak about maut. We don't hear about that. And the Ajib thing also, don't hear about maut, but whether she likes the husband or not, the fight is on, but I don't need to leave me. We must be together for life. But speak about maut doesn't mean maut will come now. We have to speak about it, the qabr, the akhirat. That is the real life. That is where we really want to enjoy it. Yeah, we can be a little bit sabr. We don't have to do certain things, go certain avenues. But the hearts have become so hard with the dhikr of Allah, the mention of Allah. This refers to the hearts of the kuffar. That they can't take the name of Allah. And the sinners, their hearts have become so hard, they can't take the name of Allah. Then Allah speaks about those, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. There are those that make the dhikr of Allah very little. Just now and then they remember to take the name of Allah. They remember to take the name of Allah. These are the tongues and the hearts of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Outwardly there is a show, or they might feel or think that I am Muslim. Islam has to do with the external. But iman hasn't come into the heart as yet. That in the marketplace, the shopping place also, now and then they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very difficult. What they do, they put a recording on. Let the recorder play the name of Allah, Yasin Sharif. But to take the Yasin Sharif, to sit down and to read it. Alhamdulillah, there are many men, Allah's fazl, that when they open their business, just last week, my brother told me, I go to work at 8:30. At 9:30, I start my meeting. So 1 hour, my Quran tilawat. In the business, I start my Quran tilawat. 1 hour, I start my Quran tilawat. Mubarak, alhamdulillah. But the munafiqeen, very difficult. And it's, they remember Allah Ta'ala, very less. Then we have the hearts of the believers who, alhamdulillah, they are waiting for the opportunities to take the name of Allah, where the gatherings of zikr, where the halqa of ta'aleem, where the jamaats are moving, take part in the halqa of ta'aleem. We find in our masajid after Salatul Isha, halqa of ta'aleem is taking place. But how difficult to sit down, even for 5 minutes, even for 2 minutes, just to listen a little bit. They are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr of Allah is taking place right now. So those that have iman, they are looking for these avenues where I can take the name of Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O people of iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Allah gives the command that take my name in abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And him, the praises of Allah, morning and evening. So Allah gives the command to the believers that remember me all the time. But then to Allah Ta'ala knows we have so many other activities. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, so to say, give us a discount. Our deen is so easy. That is why it's so important for us, my dear brothers, to go out in the path of Allah. Sit in the halqas of ta'lim. Read fazail amal at home to understand our deen, our sharia. Allah gave the command and Allah made it easy also. We learn and we hear fazail amal, as the Shaykh Rahimullah has mentioned, that the person after Salatul Fajr, For a little while, he sits in his place. All his morning fikr taking place. He says, makes fikr, how we can fill our masjid. We can increase the dhakirin in our area, musallis in our area. He says, little while after Fajr Salah, spare some time and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be salatul ishraq. Then leave the house of Allah. So little time after Fajr, little time after Asr, person engages in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will suffice him for the intervening times. What does it mean? That he made little dhikr in the morning, little dhikr in the evening, so to say, after Asr, Allah will write for him as if he was a dhikr of Allah the entire day. Allah gives a command, make dhikr the whole day. Nabi Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it easy. Little time after Fajr, little time after Asr, Allah said, as if he made dhikr the entire day. So a person was in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the highest form of dhikr, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, laysa la hijabun dun Allah. When a person says, La ilaha illallah, immediately from where he's sitting right now, and between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no obstacle whatsoever. As if a beam of nur emanates from the heart right to the arsh of Allah. Allah's nur is coming into his heart. Saying, La ilaha illallah, his iman is increasing. He's becoming beloved to Allah. By saying, La ilaha illallah, the person who was a sinner, now he becomes a friend of Allah. The person who was nari, went to the fire of Jahannam, becomes nurani. Full of nur. The kafir becomes Muslim. The sinner becomes a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by saying, La ilaha illallah. So just in taking the name of Allah, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, little while, make my dhikr, take my name. It is the haqq and the right of Allah. It is the right and the haqq of Allah that you take His name every day with love. Dear Allah, I love you. Come into my heart, come into my life, come into my eyes. Dear Allah, I need you, I want you. Make me yours, become mine. Like how the wife also, 10 years of marriage, 15 years of marriage. Now she say, when you were first year marriage, then every half an hour you send me one heart. You send me one message. After 10 years you forgot me now. You're so busy in the shop. Now the muhabbat is matured. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget us. Allah says, remember me. فَذْكُرُونِي بِإِطَاعَتِي. Remember me by obeying me. فَذْكُرُكُمْ بِعِنَايَتِي. I will remember you with my favors, with my bounties. So when you sit here making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sitting with us, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. Allah says, I am your companion next to you when you take my name. So when you are remembering me, I am remembering you right now. But I don't forget you. But when you remember me, then I remember you in a very, very special manner. Then now my rahmat is open. Now my bounties are descending upon you because you're taking my name. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq every day, after Salatul Fajr, after Salatul Asr, take us some time, make the dhikr of Allah, learn from the lovers of Allah, how to take the name of Allah. How, what in the heart, what in the mind, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. A few minutes we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا الذي سبحانه ذكرني للمراء وجاهل إثم أدمه توهتوا ومريت الماء بجاهل أبو الدرد للمرد درد ليس بالكل خشجاي نظر توم دعاي نظر بيكو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
لا نكون الخاسرين. وأطلق الرحمة تجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم افتح أثقال قلوبنا بذكرك وأجمع علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا بفضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن أبناء بارك. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.